On this week's show, empty homes are on the rise. So why are they not being used to solve the housing shortage?
And in the news this week, there could be a new property tax on the way.
Hey, I'm Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
And welcome to the Property Investors Podcast. So I came across an interesting article that I wanted to talk about this week. And this is on the BBC.
Oof, solid source there.
Must be true.
Obviously.
And they reported that there are 720,000 empty homes in England.
Wow, that's a lot. That's more than I would have thought.
It's an awful lot. 250,000 of them plus are long-term and empty for ages. I assume a lot of them are derelicts, for example. And, you know, this is sort of like...
Wow.
Just homes that sit there empty. Now, it got me thinking, it's weird, isn't it? Because on the one hand, we've got all these empty homes. And to be fair, you see this, don't you? Even if you drive around Beaconsfield or drive around London, you see...
Yeah, you do see derelict buildings.
Abandoned-looking properties.
You boarded up, like them things at the window so people can't break the glass.
What things?
The bars.
Ah, I don't think I've seen that.
Have you not? I have.
No?
Where they put the bars up so they can't break the windows.
Like just in Beaconsfield?
Not in Beaconsfield.
Oh, okay.
I just mean when you drive past derelict buildings.
Oh, you're thinking of prisons.
That's what it is. When I'm driving past those.
You're in Liverpool at the time.
You've never seen when they put bars up at the windows so people can't
break in? I've seen them board the windows up. I'm not sure about the bar, but literally like...
like prison bars.
Like prison bars.
Yeah.
Wow, no, I don't think I have. That seems a bit overkill. That is like, I'm committed to being empty for a long time here.
Yeah, no, I've seen ones like that.
I've seen like the metal sort of boarded up, but with like metal.
Yeah, well, boarded up is hardly going to stop anyone, is it? Oh, I was going to break in, but now there's a piece of board there.
Well, that stops you from breaking the window, I suppose.
Gone. True. But no, so basically, I think you put the metal bars if you want to keep the windows.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, so we've got this situation anyway. We've got all these derelict homes, a lot of empty homes all across England. Yet the government are saying they want to build 1.5 million new homes because there's a housing shortage.
And we'd be almost halfway there.
Exactly that. Why are we not reusing the old derelict homes? Why are we insisting on building new? I imagine we should probably do both. But we're in a situation where we've got a housing crisis, planning permission is difficult to get. It just doesn't make any sense to me why there's not more encouragement to actually use some of these derelict old homes. Now, I know that we do it.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of our students do it, and this is a strategy that we're doing. So I want to talk a bit about that and how you can actually profit from this as well, which is great. But I just think the government should be encouraging
entrepreneurs. For multiple reasons, because I think not only will it solve some of the crisis, but also it makes areas better. Like the worst thing is when you're driving down the street and you're thinking, oh, this is looking decent. And the minute you see a derelict house, you think, ugh, nah, actually, not if there's houses like that here. Why are they derelict? Like it instantly puts questions in my mind of like, why have they let houses...
You'd like, better to knock it down.
Yeah.
It's like when you see old abandoned pubs.
Yeah, and you just think, oh, I love it when like the co-op, I know people have an issue with the co-op, but they, I think, really helped areas. They took over abandoned pubs and made them co-ops and everyone's like, oh, but we like the pub. Yeah, but the pub was gone. No one was taking over the pub and doing a pub. And they actually made the area look better. I love it when abandoned pubs get taken over.
Yeah. Well, Anthony, one of the guys that works with us, he took an abandoned pub, turned it into, I think it was 5 or 6 flats. Took me around to go and have a look. And it's like, that's such a good thing for the area.
Oh, it is, yeah.
People get annoyed at it. And they're like, oh, take it away. No. People not using the pub took away the pub. Yeah. If the pub was still being used...
If you had got yourself down the pub more...
If you'd gone and spent thousands of pounds on beer, like a good citizen... We'd have been okay.
Yeah,
but
each town should feel ashamed when their pub closes down. It's on them for not drinking there enough.
Exactly that. But you've got the abandoned pub. It's sitting there empty anyway. For someone like Anthony to go along, convert it into 5 or 6 apartments, it's such a win-win-win. It's better for the area. It's better for the housing crisis. And he's making money from it at the same time. It's just a brilliant a brilliant thing to do. It's one of those businesses. I know people have a pop at landlords, and I don't agree at all with people having a pop at landlords. People thinking that landlords are greedy and capitalizing on people's necessity for a home, right? But so there is that sort of angle. But I don't think anyone can have a pop at someone who's actually creating homes.
No.
Anyone that's developing, anyone that's taking any of these used homes and turning it into a home for someone that's actually now usable, solving the housing crisis one step at a time. It's such a good thing for everyone involved. And if you can make money at it at the same time, that's kind of your motivation to do it.
It's funny though. I always find it is weird that landlords are so frowned upon. But it's a job. So when Anthony took that pub and converted it, he didn't just blink his eyes and it was like, oh, look, it's apartments. Oh, I rent them. Like, he literally put in months and months of effort and work. Okay, yeah, he might not be physically there painting, but he's got to get all the contractors. He's put the money in.
So, he's taking the risk.
Like, do people think he should do that for free?
One thing that I found really interesting is that 78% of viewers of this channel aren't actually subscribers. So if you want to make sure that you don't miss any new episodes or any new property news, please do like and subscribe. It also really helps our channel grow. Really appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Back to the show.
Yeah.
So we've got the problem. Wherever there's a problem, there's an opportunity. So I want to talk about two things, really. First of all is what you can do and what we could do and what should do in order to actually help this crisis, but also get paid at the same time.
Yep.
And then I want to talk a bit about what I think the government should do to make this even better for everyone. So let's start off with us. So what can you do in the current situation? Well, the first thing is if you find derelict properties, there are a couple of pros. The first pro is that no one wants to buy a derelict property.
Yep.
The vast majority of people buying houses, if you go on Rightmove and you're scrolling Rightmove to buy a house, the vast majority of them are people that are looking to buy for themselves to live in. Or maybe a buy-to-let landlord, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the problem with a derelict property is you can't even borrow for it normally, because when they give you a mortgage, they'll give you a residential mortgage for you to live in, but they'd look at the property and go, well, you ain't living in this.
Yeah, it's actually unlivable.
Yes, yeah, unlivable. It's uninhabitable. You can't live in this. That's the first problem. If it's a buy-to-let mortgage, the mortgage company will look at it and go, right, so you need to rent this out, do you, to pay the mortgage back? Let's have a look. Could you rent this out? No. So you wouldn't get a buy-to-let mortgage. So quite often, the people that have to buy these have to use either cash or bridging finance.
Yep.
And bridging finance is designed to bridge the gap between now and when you get a mortgage.
Yep.
I.e., you've got to do it up. So the first problem is it rules out nearly all the buyers. So no one really wants to buy these derelict properties, probably one of the reasons why they're sitting empty. If you can find them, though, that's a great advantage for you, because it means there's much less competition, which is good, but also stamp duty.
Yes.
If the property is derelict, actually derelict, not someone was living there, but there's no kitchen. It's got to be properly derelict.
Yeah, they just ripped the kitchen out on the way out.
Yeah. Oh, but the heating stopped working. I wouldn't live in it. Yeah. You not living in it versus
actual
uninhabitable. Yeah. It's quite different.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But if it's uninhabitable, stamp duty. Massive saving, right?
Yeah.
So stamp duty, basically you pay commercial rates of stamp duty rather than residential rates, which is much cheaper. In many cases, free. So in many cases, no stamp duty. So you've got a massive saving there straight away. And fair play to the government, because they are saying if it's uninhabitable, no stamp duty, which is a tax break
for
someone doing this, which I like. Do you think, though, and I do, by the way, do you think, though, that it should be that should extend to empty homes in general?
Yes.
So rather than just being like, it's really derelict, if it's an empty home, let's say it's been empty for more than...
I think they'd have to say empty for a certain amount of time. Maybe if a property's been empty for a year. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's long enough that you wouldn't leave it sitting empty to save on the stamp duty from the seller's point of view. Because bear in mind, it's the
you're not
going to
sacrifice a whole year just to get a tax saving on stamp duty, are you?
No, you'd team up with the buyer. Because also you'd have to team up. So I'd have to come to you and I'd have to go like, ooh, tell you what, leave it empty for a year. And then I'll pay it.
Yeah, I think a year is long enough where people wouldn't bother to do that.
Yeah.
No, so I do think they should, because Did the BBC say where in the country, was there a certain area in the country that's worse than
all
others?
Over.
It's so just all over.
All over. They were giving a few examples. So they were giving an example of, it was in London there, ones in like Lewisham and places like that.
Wow, but I wouldn't have thought there was that many in London.
Yeah, but they're all across the country. Liverpool, there's loads. But yeah, London, in the boroughs of London. And they talked about, there was a woman who bought a house for like 25 grand and it was so bad that when she bought it, the estate agent wouldn't go in the property with her. They were like, nah.
Wow. You're right. Don't want to be going in there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's the first thing. Big stamp, but I think the government should increase that.
Yeah, they
let's
definitely
go, right,
should.
Let's save these derelict homes. Let's, no, anything, not just derelict, anything long-term empty, if it's sitting on this list, 750,000 of them, let's get it sold to someone that's going to fix it up, I think.
I don't think they'd even have to do that many things. A bit of encouragement. And I think they would all go and they would all get filled up.
Yeah, where they won't go, and this is the problem. Let's say, for example, and this is why places up north in particular have these, and I think this is where the government needs to step in. When I went to look around Liverpool,
yeah,
and I've got my developer's property investor's hat on, I kept seeing empty, abandoned looking places.
I've never seen, there's nowhere else I've ever been that looks like Liverpool. That's the only place. You might get an abandoned building. But when I saw Liverpool, it was like every other house in some streets were abandoned.
And it might be. We haven't been to lots of places.
Yeah,
north.
So I'm not just saying that's Liverpool, but the bit we went in Liverpool and I was quite shocked.
Yeah, it was loads. But when I looked at the figures, right, so I'd see a house and it would be abandoned, for example, and I'd be like, ooh, that would be a great, we could convert that, we could do it up, we could make it a home. But then when you look at the stats, it's like, oh, hold on. Even when it was fully refurbed nice, it's only going to be worth 80 grand.
Yeah, and like you say, building costs differ to a point across the country, but not that much. So if it's just not going to be worth anything at the end, you kind of think, oh, well, actually, I might as well do it in an area where suddenly the house is going to be worth quite a lot of money.
This is why you were surprised they're in London, because in London, the house prices are quite high.
Yeah.
You think by the time you'd refurbed it. So why they're still sitting empty, I don't know. Maybe they're not even trying to be sold. I'm not sure. But yeah, so what the key is, you want to find somewhere where the end value is quite high. And then that, therefore, by the time you've got it for a cheap price, you can do all the refurb and it's still significantly less, all the money you've put in, than the new end value. And this is what people are doing all the time, by the way. They're making money. They're basically getting a free house because they use the bridging finance and their own money to do the works. By the time it's finished, they get their mortgage and the mortgage company pays them enough to pay off all their loans.
Yeah.
So they're literally like all their money back. Free house, in effect, and helping solve the housing crisis and improving the area.
Yep.
All at the same time. It
Do you
is
think
a win-win-win.
You should be penalised if you let a house become derelict?
Well, this is another thing. You are, aren't you? Second homes now, you get higher council tax.
I know, but I feel like that's one of those very... They do this all the time. It's a bit like they go after the wrong people.
But these...
And I feel like people that have got second homes here as holiday homes and stuff, aren't the people that let the houses go derelict. They're the people that can afford a second home, that do come and use it, that have cleaners go in and keep it up to standard. And going after those people, penalising them, isn't actually solving the problem because they aren't that people that let the houses go derelict.
Yeah. Basically, the longer you leave it empty, the higher your council tax. So, like, I can't remember the exact numbers, but it's something like, obviously, it doubles, doesn't it? And then it triples if you leave it for longer.
So, for example, though, in Liverpool, all those derelict houses, are they all up for sale? Or are they all owned by individual people that have just, moved out and not sold them?
I imagine that they've just become worse and worse over time.
Well, and then the person's moved out and they just can't. See, because I suppose I've never had a house like that, so I don't quite know how you let it
get to absolute rundown state.
Where you actually can't
live
in it.
Might be that they rented it out at first, and then it just got worse and worse.
And then they just
fix it up.
And they've just left it.
Just left it, yeah. over time. A lot of big houses it happens to, don't they? Where they can't afford the upkeep. And then
also, I do know when I'm saying second homes aren't abandoned, I follow people on Instagram that do the tours of all the abandoned mansions.
Yeah.
They seem to get left a bit as well. Like suddenly like a rich family will just disappear.
Yeah, they lose their money or they go to prison or something.
Yeah, and their houses are just left. So there are some mansions as well. It's not just smaller homes. But yeah, I feel like there should be more of a penalty. Well, can't they just take the houses off people? Like, I just feel like if you've literally got a derelict house, can't they just, the government go, right, well, I suppose not really. If it's yours, it's yours, isn't it? But I don't know. I just feel like that's just crazy, isn't it? Like, why would you have a derelict house just sitting there?
I think the government are trying a bit. I just need to do a lot more. So they've obviously increased the council tax if you're leaving it empty, which is, I suppose, a good thing if you want to get rid of the empty houses. They have offered stamp duty breaks if the property is derelict, which I think is a good thing as well, to encourage people to buy these derelict homes and do them up. I think what they should do in areas like we talked about Liverpool, where it doesn't financially make sense. I think they should foot the bill in that situation. So for example, they could say, we'll loan you, if you buy the asset, we'll loan you the money for the refurb, but 100% loan at a low interest rate.
Yeah.
So then you can pay it off over time if you, for example, rent it as social housing.
Yeah.
I think there's lots of things that they could do, lots of schemes they could include. They've talked about doing schemes for building new, but I think they could help everyday property entrepreneurs, not just the big boy developers, to actually go down and solve this problem. Take in empty homes, make empty homes subject to some real good tax breaks that make it viable. It could be in certain areas. So it could be in London, you don't need to. London, it's profitable enough. But in up north or areas like that,
that are really struggling with the problem. Yeah. That would be brilliant though, wouldn't it?
I don't think it needs to be grants either. I think it could just be loans.
Yeah.
I think people are happy to loan the money because they know it will go up in value over time anyway.
Yeah.
And if they're doing it up. But
it would really bring certain areas up, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah.
It would. And it would help solve the housing crisis.
Yeah.
And it would be about building new. I think we should build new as well. I'm not saying don't build new, but these properties are already there.
Yeah. Why leave them to go into disrepair and then be building new everywhere?
It would create jobs because you need the workers to come and do the work. It would create, it's just a win, 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 win. Every way you look at it, it helps. It's what the government want. Why are they not encouraging it more? Now, you don't need the government's help. It does still work really well, but just not for all the properties.
Yeah.
So finding derelict properties that you can add the value to, as long as, here's the formula that you need to do, right? The end value, will it be worth at the end? Ideally, will times 75% will be equal to the do-up cost and the costs to acquire the asset.
Yeah.
That's the formula. If that works, you've basically got yourself a free house. And this is what we're doing. This is what lots of people are doing. And we are helping. Unfortunately, a lot of the properties, the figures don't quite stack.
No.
Partly as well due to the rising costs of refurbs.
Yeah.
Building works, materials and everything since COVID has absolutely gone through the roof.
Yeah. So like you say, the houses that are still going to be very on the cheap side when they're done, like in Liverpool.
It's more difficult.
Which is why they probably struggle getting developers to go and buy the houses there than places down south.
Yeah.
So, and that's a shame because then it spirals, doesn't it? And then roads, whole roads just become derelict because then everyone moves out. Because if you had two derelict, if you lived and you kept your house nice, but that house was derelict and that house was, you'd end up moving, wouldn't you?
You see this in places like America, don't you? Where they've got, or even in Italy.
And the whole town, there's no one in the town.
Yeah.
And like every house is derelict.
And what are the government doing there? They're saying you can buy the house for a quid if you refurb it, and they're trying to fix the area.
Can you imagine if you did that in cities here and they just went, this city, if there's any derelict building, you can buy it for £1 as long as you do it up in it. The problem would be solved like that. I didn't click very well like that.
The problem would be...
There we go.
We solved like that.
It would though, wouldn't it? If they just went, right, we've really got a problem in Manchester. Right, this year of 2026... every house that's derelict and deemed derelict in Manchester, investors can buy for £1 as long as you do it up.
What about if they forced, if you own a derelict property or an empty home, you've got to sell it or make use of it?
Well, that's what I was kind of going along the lines of earlier. If they penalise people for letting them go derelict.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what I think of that.
I said that and then I thought, oh no, because I suppose if the boy is rightly theirs, can you really... I don't like the idea of the government just being able to take it off you. But at the same time...
Not take it off you, but you've got basically like you've
it
got...
It is hindering the country though, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to sell it. You've got 5 years or something to sell it. If you don't sell it in 5 years, then we're going to sell it at auction. A bit like a probate.
Yeah, property. So you don't get nothing for it, but...
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah.
Kind of where you just can't have houses sitting derelict.
Or make use of it.
Yeah.
You've got to rent it out.
But you
whatever.
Can't just have it boarded up, sitting in a road, making a road look rubbish.
I mean, I don't know what I think of that idea. I'm like sort of thinking about it as we go. It might, because I hate the government controlling stuff like that.
That's exactly what happened to me. I went to say it earlier and then I thought, oh,
I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea. Maybe it's not. Let us know what you think in the comments. I'm not sure of the answer to this. I just think that they should be I'm probably more in favour of tax breaks for the entrepreneurs that are doing it rather than forcing the current owners to sell. But I'd love to know what your thoughts are in the comments. How can we use this? We've got all these homes.
Because actually, when you think about it, like it's all right going, oh, should they? Like, but we do get like penalised a lot. But is it quite selfish, really, to have a property sitting there derelict? When there is a housing crisis, like, should really you be forced to sell it if you're not going to have it?
Or make use of it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because when we've got loads of people that are unhoused, is it a bit selfish to just have a house sitting there and then also refuse to sell it? Fair enough, you can't do it up. But why have it then? Really, should you be forced to sell it because we need houses and just having them sat there? Could it be seen as wrong? Like, was that a bit of a...
I don't know. It's an interesting debate.
Like I can't quite decide, but you could see it like that, couldn't you? And actually, it's quite selfish.
What about, though, some of these empty homes? What about if they're using them for holiday homes and stuff? We're fair game with that.
Yeah, but they're not derelict, are they? No. If they're holiday homes.
So if it's being used for something...
No, I'm not. So I'm talking about derelict properties where people own them. They're literally boarded up. Those kind of properties, should you be allowed to do that? I don't know if you should really.
No.
When there's a housing shortage.
I think I tend to agree with you, but I don't want to nail my colours to the mast.
No,
yet.
I'm like that. That's just...
Without properly thinking it through. But yeah, no, I tend to agree with you. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you've got a certain time period to either sell it or do something with it. Otherwise, it goes into auction.
Yeah.
It gets taken off. You get paid, obviously, but it gets taken off you.
But then it will get done up and someone can live in it.
Interesting stuff. Oof. Let us know, guys. What's the answer to this problem? And obviously, what I would say right now, make hay while the sun shines. Use the buy, refurbish, refinance strategy to take advantage of this problem right now and to also help everyone else at the same time. But what should the government do? How should the government step in to really crank it up and to solve this? Let us know your thoughts in the comments. Right, it's now time for this.
So in the news this week, there's a new property tax on the way. Do you want to tell them about it?
Well, I say on the way. It could be on the way. It's been rumoured to be on the way. A lot of talk about this.
This isn't the BBC again, is it?
Well, this is everyone, because everyone's talking about it. So our favourite person, Rachel Reeves, apparently has asked the Treasury officials to model a new property tax on homes that are worth £500,000 or more. I think the reason she's gone for £500,000 is because it kind of feels a bit above the average.
Yeah.
But it's actually going to affect one in five properties across the country because, for example, nearly all the houses in London...
I was going to say,
...are above £500,000, right?
Oh, that's big for the people of London.
Yeah. This is going to be when you sell your property.
Okay.
So this would affect us, for example.
Yeah.
And this is affecting the seller, which... not the buyer. So with stamp duty, obviously it's the buyer that pays the tax. This will affect the seller. It's also going to affect homes that you live in, your personal homes, rather than, you know, for a lot of people, stamp duty is exempt, right, for their personal home below a certain amount. whereas this will affect everyone, basically. So for decades, selling your personal home has been tax-free, which has always been a great advantage. There's no capital gains tax on your personal home. This is aiming to put a stop to that. It's basically a wealth tax.
Yeah.
But on homes above £500,000. So not good news, really, if you own homes. I'm not a big fan of it. I think people are leaving the UK in their droves anyway.
Yeah.
And any extra taxes like this,
just driving more and more people away.
Yeah,
and then it's kind of, I mean, obviously some of the derelict homes we've just been talking about obviously aren't worth that amount. But I've noticed around here, people are starting to not bother selling. And it almost, they're stopping people from wanting to sell and rebuy.
Or move.
Or move, that's what I mean.
Been so high,
to move,
yeah.
Because of all the taxes, and that everyone's thinking, and yes, around here people are choosing to renovate instead, but in some areas they just do nothing, and maybe that's not helping the...
There's definitely less sales. See, the thing is, they look at it and they go, oh, we're going to make this much more money. Yeah, if sales stayed exactly the same.
Yeah, it's a bit like obviously sales are going to go down.
It's a bit like in a business, if you were just like, well, hold on, we sell t-shirts for 50 quid. If we sold them for 60 quid, we'd just make way more profit. Maybe. Or maybe you'd sell less t-shirts and end up making less. I personally know loads of people who live around here who were going to sell and buy, and then we're like, let's just renovate our...
Yeah.
Now, if that's what the government want, they're like, yeah, we don't want
people
moving.
Yeah, if their end goal is they don't want people moving and they want people renovating, then it's worked a treat around here.
Yeah, but it's just going to stop. It's going to stop people selling their homes because they don't want to get hit. If the tax comes in, because they don't want to get hit with the tax. I've just put together a free training teaching you how to build wealth through property. I'm going to be breaking down the strategies that made me a multi-millionaire property investor and how you can do exactly the same. Link down below. Check it out. It's totally free. What are you waiting for? The other thing that worries me as well is 500 grand is not that high. We said it's already affecting one in five houses. The worry is all these people are like, ha ha, wealth tax, suckers, right?
Yeah, in not that long, everyone will be in the same boat. And actually, that'd be like it being bought in now at like 250,000.
And what they might do is they might move it up a bit. They might go, oh, it's now 600. But we've seen this happen all the time. So taxes come in at a certain rate. Inflation then boosts it up. And inflation doesn't match the rate that they move the tax up. So it's called fiscal drag. Basically, everyone's getting dragged into paying the high taxes they were once laughing about. When income tax, I think it was, first came in, it only affected the top 1% of earners. And everyone would be like, ha, 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 wealth tax.
And look at us now. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So this happens again and again and again.
The government's not stupid how they bring tax in, because they know if they tax the rich,
it will eventually
everyone
tax.
Goes, woohoo, tax the rich.
Yeah, it's like turkeys voting for Christmas, isn't it?
But then once you've taken that stance of celebrating it because you're pleased they're taxing the rich, when it eventually moves down and you get taxed, it's like, well, you kind of got no leg to stand on now because you were celebrating when the tax came in.
I posted about this on LinkedIn. I'll give you a few of the comments.
Oh, I do love a good comment.
Michael Ward said, it's like they're ignoring the glaringly obvious issues in society and just making things up to piss people off at this point.
Yeah. You do wonder what their goal is. Is it just to drive out the rich? You do. You're starting to wonder, aren't you? What their end goal is, because they, like you say, they think tax the rich, we'll get more money. Yeah, but how many millionaires are leaving the country now? They're going to be left with no rich to tax.
Yeah.
And then where are they going to be? Like, it's craziness.
Andy Beale says, owning a property worth over 500K does not mean you are wealthy these days. At least start at a million plus. Why not revert to a window tax like previous times? At least we don't get taxed on having a poo yet. Oh, hang on, drainage tax, the council. We do get taxed on that too. It's absolutely mental these days. There's a tax on everything. And everything, which means everything is taxed twice, after tax on your wages for those of us that work. Yeah, so we do get taxed on.
And like you say, is the point again of half a mil, Yeah, okay, fair enough. If you live in up north, you might be thinking, whoa, that's ages until our houses are worth that. But the reality is, if that is what most properties down here are, that does not mean you're wealthy in London.
No, no. Robert says, it's really glaring, though, how much this won't impact landlords. I do tend to agree. It's actually, it isn't really going to hit landlords because landlords tend to go for cheaper stock because they make better rentals for a start anyway. And this is obviously on your personal home. Landlords already pay. So it doesn't really, if you're a professional property investor, it's not really affecting you. It's more affecting just wealthy individuals
who
own their own home. It's worth more than that and want to sell. I don't feel like...
So basically this just upset you personally, did it?
Basically just upset me personally, yeah. that's the whole reason it's in the show.
Yeah, just because you were upset personally.
Yeah. At this rate, why sell? Just remortgage to release equity. Live on that and gift it to your children. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Refinancing is the smart way to pull money out of your property.
Yeah.
Selling pretty much never makes sense.
No.
You're pretty much always better just to refinance, pull your money out, wait for it to go up again, keep the asset, do it again and again and again.
Yeah.
Why don't we leave it on that note? Guys, I've been Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
And we'll see you next week.